put away that Christmas tree, ditch those New Year's resolutions you're never going to keep, and get back to the high school basketball gym. We had a little bit of a break here. Kind of weird where high school basketball falls, of course, with the winter break in high schools. You get out of league play, you go hit the tournament circuit, and that's what teams around Las Vegas are doing. But tomorrow night, we're back in action, back in league play. Teams are really coming down the stretch. I'm Case Kiefer with Ray Brewer. Ray, what do you think about this break? Does it give teams a chance to come into their own? Does it throw them off their kind of rhythm? Or what do you think?
What I think is that it's unfortunate that they have to start the league play before the break. Because you get two tournaments. So you probably get upwards of eight games in those two tournaments. And that's really a good time for you to, set your rotation, figure out who's going to be able to contribute for you. But when you got to play three league games before that, you're kind of at a little bit of a disadvantage. I'll give you an example. I covered Sierra Vista, and it was their third game in third game overall on the season to start a tournament. And he's like, listen, we got a lot of new parts. Kent Johnson, the coach, a lot of new parts. And now we're going to get a chance to see what they could do. It's unfortunate that we lost to Western by double digits earlier because we think we're better than Western. We just haven't had a chance to piece it together. So with that said, the tournaments are great. We need them. I just wish there was a way to get them the league games to start after the tournaments. I know, the school district's in a bind. They've got to get all these games in a certain amount of days, and there's nothing you could do, Case. The thing that about the tournaments, though, is that since the school system didn't provide buses to get to some of the tournaments, I give you an example. Mojave one day, they started a game with like seven players, and then they had another seven show up throughout the first half. Western – lost to Liberty, and everybody, when you see the score, you're like, Liberty beat Western? What? Because Western's pretty good. Well, it turns out they had six guys there that day. So, for some teams, yeah, Gorman, Canyon Springs, the two teams who we think are going to be in the state title, great. They both went to two tournaments. They both, Canyon Springs won one, lost a game in another. Gorman played top competition. Great for those guys, real organized. For other schools that can't get there, who aren't as organized, maybe not so.
Yeah, you mentioned a game that I wanted to talk about. I couldn't believe when I saw Western lost to Liberty from seeing both teams this year. Not that Liberty is bad. I mean, they're probably a playoff team in the Southeast, but Western's supposed to be one of the best teams in Las Vegas. I was really surprised to see they lost to Liberty. Made a little bit more sense when you mentioned that they're short on numbers. Look, there are so many tournaments. We've got teams in Illinois, teams in Arizona, teams in California. You can't keep up, but we did want to mention a few of the notable finishes in tournaments. Liberty, like you said, made the finals of a tournament here before they lost. I think close game in the finals. Now, I had to mention this. Cimarron goes to some Aztec Tire Challenge or something like that. That's not the right name. Like I said, I'm a hack. I make mistakes all the time. But they go to some tournament sponsored by a tire company. What do, Ray Brewer? They win. Cimarron coming into their own. A few more. You talked about Canyon Springs and Gorman. Gorman finished second, I think, in their last tournament. And Canyon Springs also lost their first game of the year in one of their tournaments.
Yeah, but the thing for both Canyon and Gorman, and folks, we're going to talk Canyon Gorman the rest of the year because – if there's one thing we did learn during the break is that those two teams are the elite teams in town. Nobody's going to beat Canyon in the Sunrise region. I don't care. They are so quick. They are so athletic. And they're clear-cut head and shoulders above everybody else. No arguments. No upset by Valley. No upset in the regional tournament. Not going to happen. And it was good for them to get out of town, see some different competition, and continue to improve. Gorman went 2-2 in a tournament in Florida, went 3-1 last week in a big tournament in Oregon, losing to the number 11th ranked team in the nation late. Gorman actually without a field goal, Case, in the fourth quarter.
No field goal.
And the three losses they have, listen to this, I think we found an Achilles heel, folks, all you private school hater, public school backers. Gorman, a little bit of an Achilles heel, they don't finish games well. All three games they lost over winter break. Now, granted, they were the nationally ranked teams in big events. They had the lead in the fourth quarter and lost. Huh? Is that a trend?
I mean, it's a trend, but I don't think it's going to matter much when they're playing, Desert Oasis here this week or whoever else. I know they play Western Tuesday.
And then Pahrump.
And then Pahrump. Pahrump, exactly.
Well, what a downgrade. You go from playing, the Math out of Maryland, the number 11 team in the nation. Got the roadie to Pahrump.
Yeah, exactly. Couldn't have said it better. It sounds like you're already punching the ticket for Gorman Canyon Springs in the state championship. Is that what you're saying? And we got to look at the girls' side. You've already picked our two best girls' teams as well.
Well, the girls, I could say unequivocally, without a doubt, it's just like you know Paolo and Gorman in football, they're going to get there. I guarantee you, on my Chaparral High state championship ring, which I'm proudly wearing today, I'm not going to hawk it at some pawn shop like the Ohio State Buckeyes. I can guarantee you, Kiefer, that Gorman and Centennial are playing in the girls. I mean, they're that much better than everybody else. Not even close. On Gorman's worst day or Centennial's worst day, and another team, pick your favorite team out there, his best day.
Liberty, my favorite team.
Yes. On Liberty's best day, I don't care if Amanda Delgado clones herself into five people. And on their best day, they don't even come close to either of those two schools. So Centennial, Gorman, booked, signed, sealed, and delivered. Late February, Orleans, get your tickets now while they last. Boys, I want to say, boys, here's the deal with boys. They're a little more, if you're having a bad day, since boys basketball is so quick, you know, 32 minutes, you could get bit a little bit. Gorman and Canyon, runaway favorites. Anything can happen, though. You know, Canyon's got to get out of the Sunrise. Valley, we know, is good. Vegas is mistake-prone. They still could piece it together. Foothills hasn't lost a league game. Same cast of characters. I still think Canyon's better. I think it's set. Why even waste time playing the games?
One thing I will say for the girls, though, correct me if I'm wrong, Gorman and Centennial can't actually play in the championship. It's going to have to be the semifinals, right? And then they're going to have to play someone else, and they're probably going to crush them in the championship, is what you're saying?
This year, because it's down here, three teams from Nevada go.
So they can play in the championship.
So what's going to happen is they're going to play in the Sunset Finals, and the team who loses is going to play the poor sap team that loses in the Sunrise to get the play-in spot. So then Gorman will Gorman or Centennial, they're going to meet again. So they'll play twice in title games on Friday night and then another Friday night. So within 7 days, we'll get it twice.
Well, we're already putting Gorman in there for the boys, too. Well, Gorman's got probably their biggest Nevada test the rest of the way on Tuesday. They're playing Western, who right now is second in their division. What do you think about that game? Can Western hang with them for a while?
I mean, you saw Washington play. Is it the Washington trio? Are they good enough? Are they experienced enough, Case, to battle Shabazz? I'm going to dunk on you with my left hand, Muhammad, and Roscoe Allen and Ben Carter and the boys?
Well, you know, I still haven't seen Gorman, but I know they got to be pretty good. I think Western can maybe hang with them, though. I mean, what are you saying the numbers? You think Gorman's like a 20-point favorite? I think that Western could cover like a 20 points, but I don't think they could cover a 10.
Okay, well, last year Western gave Gorman a run at Western. This game will be at Gorman, the House of Glory, they call it. They got a great student section. It's going to be a tough play. Gorman's going to have to be ready for them. For as good as they are, Gorman, they don't have as much experience as you think. You got to remember, a lot of their key players were reserves last year. So this is a big-time game. You know Western's going to be athletic. You know they're going to have speed. The question is, Could they knock down shots, and could they guard? Because Roscoe Allen's tall and long. Ben Carter's tall and long. Western, I don't think they have answers for tall and long. Gorman, I think they're going to win. I'm setting the line at 23.5.
I would take Western for 23.5. As I mentioned, that game tomorrow night, one of the more exciting games this week. We'll keep talking about another game tomorrow night in the Northwest, Cimarron and Palo. At the beginning of the year, I said Cimarron is going to finish ahead of Palo, and you called me crazy, and now you're jumping on the bandwagon. You got the Spartans just like I do.
Here's what I like about Cimarron is they play good D, and they are physical. And a lot of times, if you're physical in high school sports, the weaker team, not saying that Palo Verde is weaker, gets afraid and scared. And I just think that Cimarron, if they haven't been great offensively by any means, Case, in the tournament they won, brother, It couldn't have been, and it might have been a junior high tournament. Who knows? But what I'm saying is that I think they're more physical than Palo, and I think that, you know, these schools have such a distaste for each other. I think that more physical wins.
I can see that. I will mention, you talked about how good their defense is. For as good as their defense has been, maybe their offense is a question. Certainly not a lot of point scores in Cimarron games. It seems like every time you look, it's 49-46, 53-50. Definitely a team that's not putting up a whole lot of points.
It's like watching Washington State a few years ago.
Exactly. They were a really good team, though, too. One last game Tuesday, not actually on our picks, but I think this one, looking down the list, looks pretty competitive. Legacy and Arborview, who you got in that matchup?
The Horn, the Battle of the Horns.
The Battle of the Horns.
The Longhorns and the Aggies. I don't have a good educated opinion on that. I really don't. I'd be hard-pressed to give you a good educated opinion. I know Ed Howth. We might even send him out there for that game. A little mileage trip for him. I'm no answer.
I'm going to take Arborview. I saw him over Christmas break. Really impressed me better than I expected. We'll jump ahead to Wednesday and hopefully get a game Brewer does have an opinion on, because this one should be pretty easy to have an opinion on. Canyon Springs should kind of crush everyone from here on out. They're playing El Dorado on Wednesday.
Well, I've seen both Canyon Springs and El Dorado. When, you know, El Dorado's got Curtis Stewart, who's a real nice player. But behind Stewart, it kind of ends there. And, you know, Canyon Springs, you know, they've just been so quick. You know, Jared Brandon has been, I think, the difference maker on the inside. Everybody knows about Mikey Thompson. And they are, 13-1. They've beaten some big teams. They've won tournaments. I really think they're in a good position to definitely challenge.
Over to the Southeast on Wednesday, we got Liberty at Basic and Green Valley at Coronado. Both kind of big games for all four of these teams to ease back into league play. I've got Coronado and Liberty winning those games. Who do you like?
I've got Coronado as well against Green Valley. I think Green Valley is in a transition to Lorenzo Jarvis, the new coach, probably a year away. And then I watched Liberty play, Case, and I just don't see him beating Basic. I really don't. And you know, a lot of basketball is guard play, right? Well, I think Basic with the Carducci kid has a better chance than Liberty. I know the Novinsky kid, and I probably said that wrong, Aaron Novinsky, great, sweet, left-handed stroke. If he's stroking it from the outside, Basic's in trouble, no doubt about it. But after that, I don't know who Liberty has. I mean, Jeremy Lazaga, the football player.
Lagoska.
Same thing. Like during football, I got Nico Capelli and Sam Tai. I get those two kids right every time. I can't pronounce the name. Jeremy's a real nice player, real quick on the court, as quick as is in football. You know, some of the bigger interior guys for Liberty don't play as big as they are. And I just don't see if Basic could contain Aaron Novinsky, I think they win. And I think Basic is better guard play. I think it's cut and dry.
Is it a requirement to go to Liberty? You have to have a last name that Brewer can't pronounce.
Yeah.
Anyways, here's what I love about your explanation. I think right away the first thing you said was you don't think they can beat Basic. What are we hyping up Basic to be? Aren't they like a 7-6 team or a 7-7?
Listen,
we're making Basic seem like the Miami Heat here on a 16-1 run.
Listen, Basic is, trust me, Basic's not going to win state. At the very best, Basic takes fourth and loses to Canyon in the playoffs. But listen, last year they were one game out of making the playoffs.
And Liberty made the playoffs.
Yeah, but Liberty, different apples and oranges,
and tangerines.
Listen, another thing with Liberty, and I don't want to harp on them all day because we talk. I feel we talk more about Liberty than anybody else. But they did not handle the press at all. If Basic had any kind of scouting ability, they would press these guys into the ground because they couldn't get the ball up on the press. Amen. That's all I got.
Yeah, they couldn't get the ball up on the press. That is true. We'll move on to a team I think we both agree on. Centennial on Thursday is going to Cimarron. Centennial, really, you look at them at the beginning of the season, a lot of hype. A lot of people thought they were going to be good. But they didn't even make the playoffs last year, so you didn't know what to expect. So far, they've lived up to everything and maybe even more.
Yes, Centennial's got a real nice team. The thing is that league – there's really not an ugly weak sister in that league. And to navigate through that is going to be tough. I don't suspect Centennial is going to go undefeated, but I think basketball, you got to score. Cimarron doesn't score. End of the story.
We're going to go ahead and use our better judgment and skip past that Gorman at Pahrump Valley game that we've already given too much time to and go straight to another game in that division that could end up being big for playoff positioning. Desert Oasis at Durango, two teams that look like they might be pretty evenly matched. What do you look at when you look at this game?
I just like, Durango backcourt. You know, maybe I'm a little loving with Durango after that. You know, they jumped on Gorman 10-0 in the first game. But I think when push comes to shove, I think Durango's probably a little better with its guard play. I give Durango a slight edge.
I'm going to go with the upset here. Maybe only a minor upset. Desert Oasis, though. I guess I got to be like you in the game I asked you about. I've seen neither of these teams, so it's probably not too informed opinion. But I did see a lot of the Desert Oasis players watching a Sierra Vista game I was covering. And, hey, they looked pretty impressive. They got a kid whose name I don't have in front of me that averages, I think, like 12 rebounds a game. So you go with the guards. I'm going to go with the big men in Desert Oasis.
So
I think they win this game.
The Ray Brewer eye test.
Yeah, the eye test.
Yes.
I think that's why I picked Cimarron at the beginning of the year,
yes,
too. It's worked out okay.
Yes. So you pick Bonanza football.
We won't talk about that. We will mention, though, Bonanza plays Clark on Thursday, and Spring Valley plays Sierra Vista to round out that division. We'll get to Friday, first game of Friday. Back to Brewer. I think he's going back to his high school days when he told me he always hung out with people from Basic because he loves Basic. Now he's picking them to beat Green Valley, too.
Listen, the week is setting up nice for Basic. You know, if they beat Green Valley, if they beat Liberty, they're not in a driver's seat to get a playoff berth, but at least they're alive, and at least they're on the way to a successful season. Let's see how they do coming out of the break. Big week for the Wolfpack. I think they get it done again. I'm not overly impressed with Green Valley. I know they're young. I know they're a work in progress.
I kind of like Green Valley, but I kind of like Basic. This is a tough game. I really think it's a coin toss. Since it's at Basic, I think I'm going to pick Basic, but don't hold me to that. We'll go to what I think is a huge game Friday in the Southeast. Look, the beginning of the year, both me and you picked Coronado to win this division. I think we both picked Coronado in this podcast. I think we both may have been too quick to say Foothills rebuilding because Foothills look great this far. They're the traditional power in the Southeast, and maybe it hasn't changed yet this year. This is a huge game to see who's the top of this division.
Yeah, Foothill hasn't lost yet in league play. And listen, they're the old, reliable, nice-fitting glove in that league. Kevin Swords has been there since the school opened in 1999, and he's arguably the best coach in town. You know, and when we talk high school football every year, we've got the same teams there every year, and we ask, well, why is Palo there? Why is Vegas there? Why is Gorman there? And the one common denominator is good coaches who've been there a while. Same thing carries over to basketball. Who cares who's wearing the tank tops for Foothill? It's the man on the bench putting the X's and O's on the chalkboard, and right now he is the elite coach in the league, and I think they beat Coronado, who probably has more talent, but the game's at Foothill. I like the Falcons by 9.
Call me stubborn. I think Foothill might be the best team in this league, but I pick Coronado at the beginning of the year. I'm sticking with Coronado. I like their team. I think they win this time, but hey, this is going to set up a huge rematch. What if both these teams might only have two losses in the league going into their next meeting at Coronado? I think that's going to be the bigger game, but for right now, give me Coronado. Final game we're going to talk about Friday, you're going to be at Las Vegas and Valley. I did see Valley once over the holidays. Wasn't as impressed. I thought I'd be there. Very good team, but they were also low on numbers, as we talked about earlier. They won their game, but certainly probably weren't on the level of Canyon Springs or even Western. I liked better when I saw Western.
Well, this game's at Valley, so they'll definitely get here. Bottom line, we know Valley returns a lot, but Vegas, for as talented as they appear to be, they cannot keep control of the ball. I mean, the turnovers, they got a hard time getting the ball up the court. They can't get in their offensive sets, and when they do, it's like the basket is moving while they're trying to shoot it. And, Hassan Henderson is an elite player, but, there's just nobody to get the ball up the court into the shooter's hands. You know, their point guard's okay, but when he goes down, it's kind of like, what do we do? Valley, there's really nobody who jumps off the roster as like a guy who's going to take over a game. But they got depth, and they've got a lot of guys with experience, and you'd be crazy if you picked against them.
Yeah, I'm not picking against them. I like Valley, but I think this could be an upset opportunity for Vegas to get their season back on track, get into the playoff hunt. That does it for this week. Now we'll be back every Monday now that holidays are over. Thanks for listening.